Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You may be seated. Amen. They're going to make me speak in tongues here tonight. Quieren que hable en lenguas aquí esta noche. So I'm going to go with two languages. Voy a ir con dos lenguajes. We are excited to be here. Estamos emocionados de estar aquí. Tomorrow there will be a special service for all the Bible Quiz young people and any other young people that would like to come. Mañana va a haber un servicio especial para los esgrimistas y cualquier otro joven que quiera llegar. It's actually going to be, it's the son-in-law of our Spanish National Director, Brother Burnett. El director del movimiento de las obras hispanas, el hijo de él va a estar aquí ministrando. And it's all going to be, again, bilingual. Va a ser otra vez todo bilingüe, amen. And the reason is I think he was born, at least Latinos know this language, he was born a coconut. Y él nació como un coco. Café afuera y blanco de adentro. He's brown on the outside, white on the inside. Y no tiene muy bien el español. And he does not have the Spanish very well. Yo empecé así, and I started that way. Pero seguimos creciendo, ¿verdad? We keep, continue to grow, amen? I'd like to say thank you so much to Sister Becky Brown for loving my kids. Quiero decir gracias mucho a hermana Brown por amar a mis hijos and helping them with their school process, apoyándoles con su proceso de la escuela. Also, I cannot say enough, the more I connect with Pastor Crosswhite, my spirit feels more and more comfortable around him. Amen. Y no puedo decir suficiente que cada vez que me conecto con el Pastor Crosswhite, mi espíritu se siente más y más cómodo. Now, when I say it in Spanish, just clap, because I just said it in English. Ahora, si lo digo en español, de un aplauso porque ya lo dije en inglés. I can tell that was a Spanish hand clap. Puedo notar que ese era un aplauso en español. I am just here. I am your broken servant. Amen. Solo estoy aquí. Soy su siervo quebrantado. I'd like my wife to come, and if she's going to bring the kids, it's entirely up to her. Quiero que pase mi esposa, y si quiere traer mis hijos, depende de ella. We used to carry those old things called CDs, and I left them all at home. We have grandpa's old stuff. We have One God, Apostolic Tongue, Talking Holder, and that's recorded in Spanish also. Amen. Tenemos el canto, soy apostólico del nombre, creo yo en un Dios, y fui bautizado en el nombre de Jesús. And so I'm telling you, if you sing it in Spanish real fast, you'll get the Holy Ghost like that. Si lo cantas en inglés tan rápido así, recibe el Espíritu Santo bien rapidísimo. Amen. So Sister Garza, hermana Garza, y'all let out at 12 tonight, right? Salen a las 12, like old time Pentecost, right? Como los tiempos antiguos de los pentecostales. Mana Garza, Sister Garza. She taught me Spanish. Ella me enseñó el español.
Kind of. Un poquito. I learned a lot of Spanish singing in church. Aprendí mucho español cantando en la iglesia. And so I'm going to show you how with this first song. Anybody want to learn some Spanish? No sé si alguien quiere aprender inglés o es un poquito más español. So you're going to repeat after me, like my kids do in this song, and maybe you'll leave a little more bilingual, okay? Quizás salgan de aquí un poquito más bilingüe. You just never know when you're going to meet that person. Nunca sabes cuándo te vas a conectar con esa persona, and you're going to want to say, what can I say? ¿Qué puedo decirles? So maybe I'll tell you a secret. Les voy a decir un secreto. We have a bilingual church. Tenemos una iglesia bilingüe. And some of the people that don't speak Spanish have learned some of the Spanish songs. Unos que no hablan español han aprendido los cantos en español. And when it's prayer time at the altar, they put their hands on there And they repeat the words to the song to pray for people in Spanish. Repiten las palabras de los cantos. Like we sing, break every chain in Spanish. Romper cada cadena, cada. And they put their hands on them. Rompe cada cadena, cada cadena. You can pray the songs, you know, or there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood. Hay poder, poder, sin igual poder. They put their hands on them. Hay poder, poder. Rompe cada cadena. Hay poder, poder. They don't speak Spanish, but they sing Spanish. No hablan español, pero lo cantan. And then they pray Spanish. Y después oran el español. So, hey, get two songs you can pray and sing. Hallelujah. Si agarran dos cantos, pueden cantar y pueden orar. My name is Sister Krista. In my church, they call me Sister Krista because my mother-in-law is Sister Garza. And these are two of her 130 grandkids here tonight. Tengo una suegra que tiene 130 nietos y estos son dos. My son Joshua, my daughter Glory Joy. And so we're going to show you how to sing a song called Overcome in the Name of the Lord. Venceré en el nombre de Dios. I apologize that the songs we're going to sing, we wrote them, so you probably haven't heard them, okay? Perdón que quizás no los han escuchado, los escribimos, but did you guys know in the book of Revelation, it never names a church that made it to heaven? ¿Saben que en el libro de Apocalipsis nunca se dice el nombre de una iglesia que llegó al cielo? It says, to him that overcomes. Al que vence. So I can tell everybody that's going to go to heaven is going to have to overcome something. Puedo ver de eso que todos los que llegan al cielo van a tener que vencer algo. And just the short amount of time I've been here, I've noticed there are some great overcomers in the room. En el poquito del tiempo que he estado aquí, he notado que hay grandes vencedores aquí. You guys know how to just break through. Ustedes saben cómo seguir adelante. Okay, so that was the intro to the lesson. Here's the lesson, okay? We'll sing it for you once, and then we'll let you participate. I'm throwing you in there, sorry. You're doing a good job. Here we go. Overcome in the name of the Lord.
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 Yes, I can. Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Sí, lo haré. Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Oh, oh, oh. Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Porque no hay arma forjada contra mí que puede prosperar. Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Overcome.
Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Yes, I can. Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Oh, oh, oh. Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Why? Because there's no weapon formed against you. Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
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 Go ahead and try it. Venceré en en el nombre de Dios.
Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Una vez más. Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Venceré en el nombre de Dios.
Porque no hay arma forjada contra mí que puede prosperar. Do you believe that? You to get it in your spirit again, and if you want to worship or tell somebody, tell them, overcome in the name of the Lord. Overcome in the name of the Lord. Yes, I will overcome in the name of the Lord. I'm not sitting down. I'll overcome in name of the Lord.
Overcome in the name of the Lord.
Because there's no weapon formed against you or formed against me that can prosper. One more time. Venceré en el nombre de Dios. Hallelujah. Venceré en el nombre de Dios. En el nombre de Dios, porque no hay arma forjada contra mí que puede, one more time, overcome in the name of the Lord. Yes, I will overcome in the name of the Lord. Prosperar. You guaranteed that victory for me, Lord, on Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, tell your neighbor she was singing to you. Dile, dile a su vecino, ella te estaba cantando a ti. Tell him that song was for you. El canto este era para ti. Okay, okay. You may be seated. Puede tomar su asiento. How many have ever heard the phrase, it's a dog-eat-dog-eat world? ¿Cuántos han escuchado la frase, los perros se comen el uno al otro, right? So, well, we either overcome the devil and our flesh, or we are overcome. Nosotros vencemos a la carne, al diablo, o no somos vencidos. There's not any in between. No se puede, you can't kind of overcome. No se puede como así, así vencer. It's all or nothing. Yeah. Es todo o es nada. Now that sounds really good, yelling it in a microphone until you hit a really hard trial. Eso suena bien en un micrófono gritándolo hasta que llega una prueba grande. Anybody ever been to a big one? Like one that you made you not know what to think. Uno que te hizo no saber qué hacer. Hallelujah, but we know all things work together for the good. Sabemos que todas las cosas a los que aman a Dios les ayuden a bien, right? So, there's no surprises to God. No hay sorpresas para Dios. We are surprised. He's never surprised. Somos sorprendidos, él nunca. And I just want to share that the next song I'm going to sing, el próximo canto que voy a cantar, and I'm going to give it back to my husband as soon as he's ready, tan pronto como él quiere. But this song means more to me now than it ever has. Este canto me es más profundo de mi corazón que nunca. This was a song that I sang before I had kids. God gave it to me one day when I was praying, and we put it on our first project called House of Prayer. Este canto Dios me dio hace años, no tenía hijos. Y Dios me lo dio en oración, and it's called Higher. Se llama Alto. And it's real simple. Es bien sencillo from the scripture. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Anybody heard that verse before? Como los cielos son más altos que la tierra, así son mis pensamientos más altos que vuestros pensamientos y mis caminos que vuestros caminos. And about 112 days ago, our oldest daughter got a promotion. Hace como 112 días, nuestra hija mayor recibió su promoción. She beat us to glory land. Ella nos ganó a la gloria. She was 21 years old. She was dancing across this altar on our last extravaganza with a whole bunch of girls. El año pasado, ella estaba aquí danzando enfrente. I have a video right here, brother. She's worshiping all the way across. Está alabando todo enfrente. And, well, things happen. People get sick. They pass on. Cosas pasan. La gente se enferma y se van. But guess what? He knows where it all goes.
Amen.
Él sabe donde todo va. And I just want to read this scripture God gave me about the whole thing. Hebrews 11:13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise. She didn't get healed on this side. But having seen them afar off,
that's right,
and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed they were strangers and pilgrims upon the earth. En Hebreos 11:13 dice, todos estos murieron en fe, no habiendo recibido la promesa. They, no se sanó en este lado. But whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Si nos vivimos o nos muramos, somos del Señor. So whether or not you have insurance, you can still have assurance, okay? Si tienen seguranza o no pueden tener aseguranza. Would you just raise your hands to the one who knows it all? Levanta sus manos a él que sabe todo. 'Cause your ways are higher, higher.
Your ways are much higher than my ways are.
You are higher,
higher. Your ways are much higher than mine.
Oh Lord,
your ways are much higher than mine.
As the heavens are higher than the earth,
so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
Do we trust him? Confiamos en él de veras.
Más altos mis pensamientos que vuestros pensamientos, así son mis caminos más altos que vuestros caminos.
Aleluya. Lord, your ways are much higher than my ways are. You are higher.
I'm checking to see if she wants to sing another one.
I can, but it's up to you.
All right. Go right ahead. Okay. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. If I don't let her, I'll hear about it all night. I wanted to sing it. I won't go to sleep till 3 in the morning. Go ahead and sing it.
There's something about singing that brings the presence of God.
Oh,
and
yes.
When he shows up, who needs a watch?
Oh, yes.
Hay algo de la presencia de Dios que cuando uno canta, llega la presencia de Dios y no me acuerdo de reloj. Se me olvida. Because you know the scripture in Revelation says, and time shall be no more.
Oh, hallelujah.
Y el tiempo será nunca jamás. I'm waiting on that day. I don't like my watch sometimes. Estoy esperando ese día. A veces no me gusta mi reloj. Hallelujah. From generation.
Yes.
To generation.
That's right.
To the next one.
That's right.
After that, my God is willing to enable,
hallelujah,
all the connections that we lack. Degeneración. Do you think God can heal your family? ¿Tú crees que Dios puede sanar su familia? Believe it, yo lo creo. Doesn't matter how deep the pain, no importa. Yo sí quiere sanarnos y restaurarnos otra vez. This is my prayer. All I know is that you're able. All I know is that you're able, oh God. All I know is that you're able, able you are. Would you tell him? All I know is that you're able. All I know is that you're able, oh God. All I know is that you're able. Solo sé que tú sí puedes, Señor. Solo sé que tú sí puedes. Puedes, Señor. All I know is that you're able. All I know is that you're able, oh God. All I know is that you're able. Able you are. From generation.
Yes, Lord.
Generation.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To the next one. After that, my God is willing to enable all the connections. All I know is that you're able. All I know is that you're able, oh God.
All I know is that you're able, able.
You can make it right, oh Lord. All I know is that you're able.
All I know is that you're able,
oh God.
All I know is that you're able. Señor.
A generación a la que sigue después. Ezekiel, can these dead dry bones live? Ezequiel, ¿puede acaso estos huesos revivirse? Lord, thou knowest, tú sabes. I don't know. Yo no sé. But I know you can. Would you raise your hand and believe for everything that he has for your family? Levanta sus manos y desata tu fe para todo lo que Dios quiere para su familia. Y dile, tú puedes, Dios. Tell him, you are able, God. All I know is that you're able.
All I know is that you're able, oh God.
All I know is that you're able, able you are. Solo sé que tú sí puedes. Solo sé que tú sí puedes, Señor. Solo sé que tú sí puedes. You're able. All I know is that you're able. Oh God, all I know is that you're able. Able you are.
Solo sé que tú sí puedes.
Solo sé que tú sí puedes, Señor.
That's right, touch him with your faith.
Puedes.
Touch the hem of his garment.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To generation, to the next one.
Hallelujah.
A generación, a la que sigue. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Habrá cosa demasiado difícil para Dios? I say there is not. Yo digo que no hay. I say God desires to heal us, to restore us, to renew us. One more time, let's lift our hands and tell Him.
You're able, oh God. All I know is that you're able, able you are.
Solo sé que tú sí puedes.
Solo sé que tú sí puedes, Señor. Solo sé que tú sí puedes.
Puedes,
Señor.
All I know is that you're able.
Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Vamos a darle un aplauso al Señor. Aleluya. Hallelujah! Soy el que ya carra, 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 la carra, 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 la carra. Odia la carra, 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 la carra, 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 la ayer. Soy el carra, 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 la carra, carra, carra.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let Him speak to your heart right now. The Holy Ghost can do so much more than what any preacher can do in 1,000 years. De que el Señor te toque, el Espíritu Santo puede ser mucho más de que un predicador puede ser en 1,000 años. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost move on you. Permite que se mueve el Espíritu Santo sobre ti. Cuando se nos cava las palabras que intercede por el poder del Espíritu Santo. When you run out of the words you've got and you know, oh, let that Holy Ghost intercede. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Pueden tomar su lugar. Voy a intentar de no llevarme mucho tiempo. I will try my best not to take a long, long time. And if I go from Spanish and then switch to English, I'll be going back and forth. It will be said. Amen. Ahora si me cambio al español y luego la reversa al inglés. Si voy a comunicar lo que quiero comunicar. I've been praying for you. He estado orando por ustedes. And I feel so inadequate, of course, talking to your pastor who is an intellectual. Amen. Me siento tímido de predicar aquí a un púlpito con su pastor que es inteligente. And so I am just a regular old preacher. Amen. Solo soy un predicador normal. I'd like to say that, let me go ahead and read scripture here and then we will get into this. Quiero leer unos textos y luego aquí podemos empezar. And I just felt to communicate this. Y yo sentí comunicar esto. Estoy leyendo dos versículos. I'm reading two scriptures from different locations. The first one is in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. The second one is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. El primero está en San Lucas, capítulo 19, y el versículo 10. El segundo está en 2 Corintios, capítulo 5, y el versículo 17. Amen. Pray for me, it's not easy translating for me. Oren por mí, no es fácil traducir por mí mismo. And so I will try to stay in rhythm. Voy a tentar de quedarme en ritmo. And I can hear my oldest daughter saying, Papi, don't preach so fast. Puedo oír mi hija grande diciéndome, Papi, no predique muy rápido. And I say that because some people say those Spanish people just talk so fast. Well, it's the same speed, it's just a different language. Muchas veces nos dicen que los hispanos hablan pero bien rápido y en verdad es el mismo ritmo, nomás es una diferente idioma. In English it says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Porque el Hijo del Hombre vino a buscar y a salvar lo que se había perdido. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corintios capítulo 5. Y el versículo 16, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. Now this is already the save process. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. De modo que si alguno está en Cristo, ahora es el proceso que ahora que están en Cristo, nueva criatura es, las cosas viejas pasaron, y aquí todas son hechas nuevas. Amen. Let's pray and let's ask the Lord to help us out here today. Vamos a orar, and I'm just going to pray in English, okay? Let's just pray together. Vamos a orar juntos, amen. Lord Jesus, you know everybody that is in this house tonight. I pray, oh Lord, that you minister to those that are in need just to hear, or if it is to just remember, Lord. I pray that you minister your word, O God. It is your word that awakens us, O Lord, and helps us remember and to focus again on what you have done and what you're continuing to do. It is beyond our ability, Lord. It is you that gets all this done. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated if you clap your hands in Spanish. Pueden tomar su lugar si dan un aplauso en inglés. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Alabado sea el Señor. I have to start off with being very, very honest. Me quiero empezar en ser bien honesto. I was not born into all this Pentecostal lifestyle. Yo no nací a este estilo de vida pentecostal. So it was all new to me and it still kind of is. Amen. Era todo nuevo a mí y todavía es. Now, I'm not saying just the Pentecostal lifestyle. Ahora, no me estoy refiriendo solamente al estilo pentecostal, ¿verdad? I was not raised in any kind of church. No crecí en ningún tipo de iglesia. Some folks would look at me and say, well, he's got a tan, he has to have a Catholic background. Unos dirán, mire, tiene color hispano, yo creo que sí es católico. No, not even that. Tampoco de eso. I think I went to probably a Baptist church maybe 2 times. Yo creo que fui a la iglesia bautista, yo creo que 2 veces. They used a very powerful ministry. Ellos usaron un ministerio bien poderoso. I remember they would pass by our house in the projects. Me acuerdo que pasaban por el barrio ahí donde vivían, and they had the two cookie ministry. And they said, if you come to Sunday school, we'll give you 2 cookies. I was an instant convert. I was in that van. Ellos usaron el ministerio de 2 galletas, ¿verdad? Y dijeron, sí, ahora, si vas a la escuela dominical, te regalamos 2 galletas. Ahí el instante me convertí, ahí estaba en la camioneta con ellos. Of course, I had no idea what they taught. I don't remember a thing. Yo no me acuerdo de nada lo que me enseñaron. No me acuerdo de nada. But I remember the 2 cookies. Amen. Pero sí me acuerdo de las 2 galletas. Amen. So the 2 cookie ministry is a powerful ministry. So el ministerio de las 2 galletas es un ministerio poderoso. Amen. I started off with these scripture texts. Yo empecé con estos versos de escritura, uno que está perdido. I started with these 2 scripture texts. One of them, of course, that is lost. Y el otro que ahora es transformado. And of course, the second scripture is the one who now has been transformed. These past couple of months, I've been kind of looking back and looking at how blessed I really am. Yo he estado en estos 2 meses atrás, viendo para atrás y viendo qué tan bendecido soy. Amen. I'd like to say here tonight that if you desire the baptism of the Spirit, quiero decir esta noche que si tú deseas el bautismo del Espíritu Santo, did you know that the church desires for you to have the gift of the Spirit? The preacher desires for you to have the gift of the Spirit. Saben que la iglesia que ellos desean que tú recibas el Espíritu Santo y que el predicador también. But the one who desires more is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Pero el que desea más es el Señor Cristo Jesús. Amen. I didn't have the opportunities of growing up in what is called the church lifestyle. No tuve la oportunidad de crecer en la atmósfera de lo que conocemos, cuál es la iglesia. I just was not, didn't have that opportunity. No tuve esa oportunidad, amen. It was 8 of us growing pretty much just with my mama. Crecimos 8 de nosotros solamente con mi mamá. And of course, I did not grow up with my dad. No crecí con mi papá. And he passed away when I was 2 years old. Él falleció cuando tenía yo tenía 2 años, ¿verdad? And no, he didn't have cancer and he didn't have diabetes. The sickness was is the police officers had more guns than he did, was the issue. So you kind of know the atmosphere I grew up. Correcto que no tenía cáncer, él no tenía alta azúcar. Pero la verdad es que las policías tenían más pistolas que él. He was just not a person that was, you know, how do I say it? Somebody to follow after. No una persona que alguien debe seguir, amen. But here is what I'm trying to say. It does not really matter where you come from. It's who you get connected to on the journey. Amen. Y en verdad es, no es donde vienes, pero es con quién te estás conectando en esta jornada de la vida. Amen. Jesus Christ will make the greatest difference in anybody's life that surrenders to Him. Amen. El Señor hará la diferencia más grande al que se conecta a Él. Amen. Let's clap our hands in Spanish to the Lord. Vamos a darle un aplauso fuerte al Señor en inglés. Aleluya. Aleluya. I know a lot of people sometimes, and it's just a reality. Yo sé que muchas veces unos, y es una realidad, sometimes we categorize people, say, that boy is country, he don't have any education. I learned how to do that through time. I used to not speak that way. A veces nosotros categorizamos gente porque hablan una cierta idioma, algo así, ¿verdad? And so sometimes even based off of skin colors or whatever, we categorize people. It's normal, amen. It's a normal process. Y a veces porque el color del piel, ponemos gente en cierta área y todo eso, ¿verdad? And it is a normal process. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't choose to have a tan. I was just born with it, amen. Y quiero decirles que yo no decidí de nacer color café. Así nací. I didn't choose to grow up Spanish. It's just where the Lord put me, amen. Yo no decidí crecer hispano. Ahí nací, amen. So don't blame me, amen. So no me culpen a mí. Gloria a Dios. You didn't choose to be so slim and trim, but there you are. Usted no decidiste estar pero bien delgadito, pero ahí estás, ¿verdad? Now that's a joke to capture your attention. That's what they taught us at Bible school. Say some stuff to bring them back in. I can see y'all, husband and wife, looking at each other. Puedo ver ustedes, esposa y esposa, viéndose una al otro. Amen. There are some things that we just can't choose. Our family, our ethnicity, who we're going to be born with. Hay unas cosas que no podemos decidir en dónde vamos a nacer, nuestros padres y de cualquier rumbo, ¿verdad? But you do have the power to choose. Pero si tienes el poder de decidir. As the scripture said, when that man stood up, Joshua stood up, says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Amen. Así como dice Josué, amén. Si es mal de decidir, decidir a Jehová, escoge hoy a quién servirás. Amen. You probably can't choose your neighborhood, you know, growing up. You can't choose your family, but you can choose to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and nobody can take that from you. Amen. Quizás las otras cosas no podemos decidir, amén. Pero sí puede decir que yo voy a servirle a Jehová Dios. I just said it in English, so let's respond in Spanish. Amen. Amen. I am trying my best not to have a big crying day, amen. And it's my decision, amen. A mí me toca, pero bien fuerte de no tener un día de mucho llorar, amen. I feel like I'm walking with a sword in my heart, amen. And the Lord knows what He's doing. Siento que estoy andando con una espada en mi corazón. But you know what? Come what may, we've got to make our mind up. We're going to serve God, amen. Pero qué decir, venga lo que venga. Necesitamos decidir que yo voy a servirle a Dios. Amén. But I'm sick. Serve God anyhow. Amen. But this happened. Serve God anyhow. But I ain't got no money. Serve the Lord anyhow. Amen. Pero estoy enfermo. Sirve a Dios como quiera. Pero perdí esto. Pues solamente sirve a Dios como quiera. There is no better decision in your life when you make up your mind. My, me, and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. No hay decisión mejor en su vida cuando tú dirás, yo y mi hogar serviremos a Jehová Dios. Aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Oh, Lord Jesus, you may be seated. Pueden tomar su lugar. Amen. Now, there are some advantages in being born my ethnicity. Ahora hay unos avantajes en nacer de mi gente, ¿verdad? I say that because I remember I was already converted. Yo me acuerdo que ya era convertido. And I came out of paying my phone bill. And those two young ladies came out of another store. Yo me acuerdo salí de pagar el bill de mi celular, ¿verdad? Y salieron unas dos jóvenes de otra tienda, ¿verdad? And on there it said tanning booths. Y ahí dice ahí no sé cómo se dice en español tanning booths, amén, para tostarse más, ¿verdad? And I asked those girls, how much I got to pay for that? Y les pregunté cuántos pagan, and they gave me the numbers, and I probably scared them. Y les pregunté cuánto cuesta para quedarse en ese cuarto para que te tostes más ahí, y me dieron los números, amén, quizás las asusté, y I said, hallelujah. Glory, amen. I got it year round and I don't have to spend a quarter. Amen. Empecé a gritar, gloria a Dios. Yo estoy este color todo el año, ni gasto ninguna moneda. Amen. So there's some advantages. It's a matter of how you look at what God has given you. And if you look at it right, you'll find the blessing in what God has given you. Amen. Depende a cómo tú ves la vida. Y si lo ves bien, tú realizarás que tú eres bendecido. Amen. Anybody that looks at things right, you'll find out, man, I'm blessed. Man, I'm blessed. Oh, God, I'm blessed. Oh, Lord, I am blessed. Oh, hallelujah, I'm blessed. Si ves bien, amen. Tú verás que yo soy bendecido. Soy bendecido. Yo soy bendecido. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So there are some advantages. Hay unos advantages, amen. I didn't choose my daddy. You know, I didn't choose my mama. You know, I didn't choose my other seven brothers and sisters. No decidí de seleccionar mis otros hermanos. I'm gonna hurry up. I can talk all night long. Me toca de irme rápido porque puedo hablar toda la noche. Especially if I had to talk two languages. Especialmente si me toca hablar dos idiomas. Who wants the Holy Ghost here tonight? ¿Cuántos quieren el Espíritu Santo aquí esta noche? Amen. Now, if we reverse back into the 1900s and somebody would ask me that, I would have no idea what they were saying. Notice I said 1900s. Amen. Si yo hubiera regresado a los 1900, yo no hubiera entendido nada de eso si alguien quiere el Espíritu Santo. I had no clue. Amen. Yo no entendía nada. Amen. And so I didn't know how to pray. I said it here the other night. Yo no sabía cómo orar. I went to church two times to go get some cookies. Otra vez, yo fui a la iglesia nomás dos veces para ir a ganarme unas dos galletitas. And so I remember going to church with my sister in Jacksonville, North Carolina, because my goal was to get it in the Marine Corps. Yo me acuerdo yendo a la iglesia en Norte Carolina porque yo quería ir, ya me sentía obligado, ¿verdad? Porque estaba quedándome con mi hermana. And of course I had no idea of church life, especially a Pentecostal church, amen. Yo no sabía el estilo de una vida cristiana, especialmente una iglesia pentecostal. So me estaba comiendo toda la casa, estaba joven, ¿verdad? Tenía 20 años, I was 20 years old, and I was eating everything out of the house, so I felt obligated to go to church. I was practicing that Corinthian scripture, the one that non-cutting the hair and was real long. Problem was, I was the boy. Threw a little holiness in there. Amen. Estaba practicando la gente. Se lo traduzco, practicando el texto cuando no cortan el cabello. Amen. La problema es que yo era el muchacho. Amen. Gloria a Dios. Clap your hands to the Lord. Un aplauso, Señor. I'm trying to behave. Estoy intentando comportarme bien. Amen. I want to say I had no clue of worship or anything like that. No entendía nada forma de iglesia y nada de eso. You know, I'm just revealing the rated God. Okay, nomás estoy revelando el estilo más limpio, ¿verdad? La manera más limpia. My point is that when you come to church from the outside. For me, it was not that I wanted to serve God. for me is the Pentecostal folks were creating an atmosphere that was kind of like pulling me into the presence of God. Para mí no era que estaba buscando yo Dios, pero la cosa es que la atmósfera es que me estaba como llevándome la presencia de Dios. So people come from different reasons. I was not looking for God. Yo no estaba buscando a Dios. And so I felt obligated to go to church. Yo sentía obligado de ir a la iglesia. Because my sister was so kind to let me stay there at Camp Lejeune area. Mi hermana era bien amable por dejarme quedarme ahí en el Camp Lejeune, el lugar de los soldados. And so I remember going to church there, and I was not accustomed to the preaching style. No estaba acostumbrado del estilo de la predicación. And I'm going to try my best not to do this, but it's kind of hard replicating Pastor James Gilbert, old-time Oklahoma preacher. Amen. Es bien difícil de reactuar el estilo de hermano James Gilbert, un predicador de Oklahoma. Amen. But I remember hearing him preach, and I was not used to it. Yo me acuerdo de oyéndolo predicar, amen. He was a real big man. Era un hombre bien grande with a real big voice. Con una voz bien grande, amen. And he would just slowly wind up. Like that, amen. Empezaba bien despacio. Y luego como un carrucho viejo, amen. Like an old tractor, old car, amen. But at the end of it, he was saying, if you don't get baptized in the name of Jesus, you're going to burn in hell, he was saying, amen. Estaba predicando, si no te bautizas en el nombre de Cristo Jesús, quizás te irás al infierno, amen. And so now, let me give my explanation. I was sitting on the far end. Déjame explicar lo que me estaba pasando a mí. Yo estaba sentado ahí atrás, ¿verdad? And I was thinking, man, this guy, somebody done stole this man's tacos. He's mad. Yo estaba pensando, alguien se le robó los tacos a este muchacho porque está bien enojado, amen. Okay, that's my thinking process. I didn't know what was, I just knew that big man up there was real red and he was real loud. Yo no más sabía que el hombre ahí parado estaba color bien rojo y bien enojado, ¿verdad? So my point is, it's not always, it's God who visits the house. And it's the saints that crave God to visit the house, amen. Es Dios que visita el templo y son los que están en el templo que tienen deseo que Dios visite, amen. You can make every single service into a powerful Holy Ghost filled service. It depends on the saint, amen. Cada servicio puede ser un servicio poderoso si el dedicado llega con deseo por la presencia de Dios, amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about almost not finished. Oh, God. So I remember being there. Me acuerdo estando ahí. Y, you know, my brother-in-law, my sister were trying to get me in the church. I mean, and I had no idea about church life. Mi cuñado, mi hermana me querían ayudarme, meterme en la iglesia. Otra vez yo no entendía nada de la iglesia. I was wanting to get the Marine Corps so I could pack legally. Not everybody caught that, amen. Yo quería meterme al ejército para que pueda llevarme un cohete legalmente, ¿verdad? Because in my background, that's just not the way it was, amen. Porque en mi tiempo atrás no era así. And I don't brag about that, it's just reality. Y no estoy como en una manera orgulloso, ¿verdad? Es una realidad, amen. And I want to constantly stress that. I really don't care where you come from. What I care is who you dedicate to, amen. A mí no importa, ¿verdad?, de dónde vienes. Lo importante, el predicador, es a quién te vas a dedicar. The world does not work, amen. Jesus works, amen. El mundo no trabaja, amen. Pero el Señor, Él sí trabaja, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to jump over this. I used to talk kind of crazy, amen. Quizá no revelo estas, but let me go back. Let me go back a little bit more. Voy un poco para atrás. But I remember just going to church there, and I didn't know how to pray. No sabía cómo orar. I remember my brother-in-law telling me, say, if you lift your hands, it's kind of like a radio antenna. You know, you'll pick up the station of the Holy Ghost, is what he was telling me.
Me acuerdo de mi cuñado, me estaba diciendo, mire, si levanta la mano, son como antena de un radio y empiezas a encontrar la estación del Espíritu Santo, amen.
Again, I was, the only time I ever did that is when they caught me in back of a big trailer, when they caught me at Job Corps, when they caught me, I better not name all the places, right?
La única vez que levantaron la mano que cuando me encontraron atrás una trailer, ¿verdad? Y me encontraron por acá y por acá, ¿verdad?
So I was not used to just raising it up unless it was a gun on me or something. I mean, there's no gun on me. Why am I going to raise my hands?
No estaba acostumbrado a levantar la mano porque no tenía una pistola. Yo estaba acostumbrado que tenía una pistola y levantar la mano, ¿verdad?
And so I said, I don't know about that. No sé de eso. Again, I was not looking for God, but God was looking for me. Amen.
Otra vez, yo no estaba buscando a Dios, pero Dios me estaba buscando a mí.
And I know that here, sometimes you think you just came here by accident. No. God's got this entire service planned out, and it depends on you. Amen.
Muchas veces pensamos que nomás llegamos al servicio, pero no. Dios tiene todo este servicio en su plan, y depende en ti. Amen.
Hallelujah. The hungry will always eat. The hungry will always eat. Amen. Los que tienen hambre siempre van a comer. Amen. Los que tienen hambre siempre van a consumir. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about almost not finished. But I remember sitting back there in the back.
Ya me lo no acabo, pero estaba sentando. Y'all let out at 12, right? Son las 12, amen.
Remember sitting way back in the back, and I didn't understand Holy Ghost or anything like that. No entendía el Espíritu Santo, no entendía nada de eso. But I remember it was June 3rd, 1990, around 10:30 at night, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Amen.
Pero me acuerdo, era el tercero de junio, amen, como a las 10 de la noche, ahí en Jacksonville, North Carolina.
And so I finally decided, and it's an honest decision, said, God, I'm not going to give you anything unless I give you everything. And that's the only way it works.
Decidí, Señor, no te voy a dar nada si no te entrego todo. Y esa es la única manera como va a trabajar. Amen.
Amen. Now, a lot of you are shaking your head, yes. Now, you precious wives and husbands say, I only want 10% of your love. That's it. That precious man's going to get a knot on his big head. No, you better give me all your love or I'm going to give you a big conk on your head. Amen.
Ninguna mujer, ninguna esposa le dirá a su marido, hey, nomás quiero 10% de su amor. No. Él le va a pegar un coscorón en la cabeza, pero bien duro.
And the same thing for God. God has given you his all. And he wants your all. Amen. Dios, él ha entregado todo para usted. Y él pide que tú también le des todo. Amen. It's a love relationship. Es una amistad de amor, hermanos. Amen. Anyhow, I remember going and finally I raised my antennas to the Lord.
Me acuerdo que ahí estaba y levanté mis antenas al Señor.
Now, this is my story. And it is honestly the truth. Amen.
Es mi historia y en verdad es... Ooh, I learned a song.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. And it's my song. I didn't know that back then. Amen. Esta es mi historia y mi canto, alabándole a Jesús todo el día. This is my story. How many can understand what I am saying? ¿Cuántos entienden lo que digo? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know what? When I went to Gateway College of Evangelism, I had no idea of songs. Cuando fui al colegio de Gateway College, no sabía ningún canto. I was a dishwasher. Yo era el que lavaba las bandejas, ¿verdad? And a Pentecostal kid would come up, and I had the songbook, and I'd ask him, "How's this go right here? How's this song right here?" You know, le preguntaba cómo va este canto. Amen. Amazing Grace. I didn't know any of those songs. Amen. I mean, no sabía ninguno de esos cantos. I remember one time we went to do prison ministry. And I was a new convert at Gateway. Era un recién convertido a Gateway College of Evangelism. Y me acuerdo que they said, "Hey, Garza, you do the songs." I go, "Okay." Yo estaba listo. I said, I was ready to do whatever. Garza, tú hagas los cantos, ¿verdad? And I said, "I don't know any songs." Le dije, "No sé los cantos." He goes, "Don't worry about it. Just sing, 'Yes, Jesus loves me.'" I said, "I don't know that song." Y me dijo, "Nomás cante, sí, Cristo me ama, sí, Cristo me ama." Y le dije, "No conozco ese canto." And so they sat me down amongst the prisoners, and they got one of the prisoners that knew the song, "Yes, Jesus Loves Me." And I was the Bible college student. Y me ponieron a mí sentarme entre los prisioneros, y llamaron a alguien de la prisión que cante ese cantito. Santo Dios, praise the Lord, amen. But I remember raising my hands to the Lord. Me acuerdo levantando mis manos al Señor. And you can believe this or not. Tú puedes creerlo o no. My body literally began to tremble under the powerful presence of the Lord. Mi cuerpo empezó a temblar bajo la presencia de Dios. Amen. I didn't know how to pray. Yo no sabía cómo orar. So I told God what to do. Yo le mandé a Dios lo que debía hacer. I said, "I command the Holy Ghost to come inside me in Jesus' name." Yo dije, "Yo mando el Espíritu Santo que entre mi corazón en el nombre de Cristo Jesús." Amen. And it wasn't long after that Mark Anthony Garza was filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues for the very first time in his life. No era mucho tiempo que Mark Anthony Garza recibió el Espíritu Santo hablando en lenguas, transformado para siempre. Amén. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, oh God. I need to hurry up. I need to hurry up. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. I had to learn how to talk and everything when I got in the church. Me tocó de hablar, aprender cómo hablar cuando entré en la iglesia. I'm serious. So some kids that try to talk like a non-Christian matter, I say big no-no to that. Raise your standard, man. Yeah. I did. Yeah. Amen. So un muchacho que quiere hablar un idioma que en verdad no es una manera cristiana, levante su standard, muchacho. I say that because I remember walking down the mall with my cousin, George Cruz, and I said, "Hey, Holmes, I was reading some word last night, man. Oh, man, that word was good, homie." And of course he was, "Oh yeah, what was it, bro?" You know. And I said, "Last night I was reading, Holmes, and the Bible says, 'Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man.'" Y yo le dije, "Mire, el texto que me impactó anoche cuando estaba leyendo, homie, dice, 'Sea vuestra palabra siempre con gracia, sazonada con sal.'" Amen. And I said to him, "Bro, I'm going to change the way I talk." Yo le dije, "Yo voy a cambiar como yo hablo." Amen. It's kind of quiet in here. Young people are so quiet in here. Los jóvenes están pero bien silencios aquí. You impact your culture. Don't let the culture swallow you up. Usted impacte su cultura. Y no deje que la cultura te consume. Come on now, amen. Alguien óigame, amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Sea fuerte en el Señor y en la fortaleza de Él. And so I started learning how to say, "How are you doing today?" I never talked that away. Y empecé a tentar como hablar bien. "¿Cómo estás hoy, Don Mario?" Nunca hablaba así. I never spoke that way. I remember being at Bible school and I was practicing how to greet people. Yo me acuerdo que estaba en la escuela bíblica y yo estaba practicando cómo saludarle a la gente. "How are you doing today? Isn't it a lovely day today?" Nobody was in there, it was just me. Yo me acuerdo, estaba practicando cómo hablar con la gente. ¿Cómo estás hoy? Qué lindo el día hoy, ¿verdad? Y nadie estaba ahí. I was practicing, amén. Si tú te dedicas a las prácticas de lo que el Señor te llama, tú vas a crecer. If you dedicate yourself to the practices God puts inside your mind and spirit, you will grow. Stop blaming the preacher. Stop blaming the brother. Stop blaming. Anybody can grow in Jesus. Amen. Jamás culpe al predicador. Jamás culpe al fulano. Amen. Cualquiera puede crecer en Cristo. Didn't I just read that? If anybody is in Christ, he is a new creature. Apenas lo leí. El que está en Cristo, una criatura nueva es. Amen. And I am not a mean preacher. I just don't want to give anybody an excuse. Amen. Y no soy un predicador malo, nada de eso. Pero no quiero darle a ninguno una excusa. Amen. Stop cussing. Stop talking in a way. Let me read the scripture. Jamás a maldecir y hablar una manera mal. Amen. Déjame darle un texto. Amen. Si alguno, let me say, hold on a second. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And continue with the verse of scripture. If any minister, let him minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth. Here it comes. That God in all things, speech and everything else, God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. Si alguno habla, hable conforme a las palabras de Dios. Si alguna ministra, ministre conforme al poder que Dios da, para que en todo sea Dios glorificado por Cristo Jesús. I desire to change, and so in some manner, Jesus might be glorified. Yo deseo de ser transformado para que sin ninguna manera Cristo sea glorificado. That when they see me, they say God is alive. Para que cuando me vean a mí, ellos dirán que Dios vive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. You can be seated because I'm almost not finished. Pueden tomar su lugar. Can I go a little bit more? 20 more seconds plus. 20 segundos más y más. I'm broken, y'all. Estoy quebrantado de corazón. I sure do love you. Yo en verdad los amo. I love the church. Amo la iglesia. I've been on both sides, and there's no place like being in the presence of the Lord. Yo estando en los dos lados, y no hay ningún lugar como estar en la presencia del Señor. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. I'd like to adopt the idea that Moses had for Israel. Quisiera yo adoptar la idea que Moisés tuvo por Israel. En el Antiguo Testamento, cuando él declaró y Dios iba a condenar a Israel, destruir a Israel. God was going to totally destroy Israel. But Moses stood up and he said, if not, in other words, if not, if you don't forgive their sins, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book. Y cuando Dios iba a condenar a Israel, porque en verdad estaban en pecado, they were in sin. Se puso de pie Moisés y dijo, reime ahora de tu libro que has escrito. In other words, Moses was saying, you brought us out here and you're about to destroy all of them. Just go ahead and take me with them. Él dijo, ahora nos has traído hasta acá. Y quizás se van a morir, nomás de eliminarme a mí con ellos. Old Testament, Antiguo Testamento. Paul said almost the same thing. Pablo dijo casi la misma cosa. In Romans chapter 9, Romanos capítulo 9, and verse 3, he says, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren. Él invocó estas palabras bien poderosas en el Nuevo Testamento, Romanos capítulo 9, versículo 3. Y dice, porque deseará yo mismo ser anátema, separado de Cristo por amor a mis hermanos. I'm going to make myself finish. I remember going back home, back to Texas, because I had a court date. Me acuerdo regresando para atrás a Texas porque me tocaba ir al corte, amén.
But I remember the only one that was kind of nice to me in my life, and she's still sweet, the sweetest thing ever.
Y todavía es lo más dulce, was my mama. ¿Cuál era mi mamá? Amen.
I think she kind of spoiled us.
Yo creo que nos chifló un poco.
But I remember, again, a new Christian, new mindset, new everything.
Otra vez un cristiano nuevo, una mentalidad nueva, todo nuevo.
But I remember, I knew that my mama had to be born again.
Yo sabía que mi mamá le tocaba de nacer de nuevo.
And I remember sincerely praying.
Yo me acuerdo sinceramente orando, amen.
And I had no idea that this was a scriptural principle, amen.
Yo no sabía que esto era un principio de la palabra de Dios.
But I remember just crying and crying and crying.
Yo me acuerdo que estaba llorando, llorando, llorando.
And I said, Lord, because I wanted my mama to go make it to heaven.
Yo quería que mi mamá llegara al cielo, amen.
And I was ready to relinquish it all, amen.
Yo estaba listo de entregarlo todo.
I said, Lord, you can take my Holy Ghost and give it to my mama.
Le dije, Señor, tú puedes quitar mi Espíritu Santo y déselo a mi mamá. Amen.
To win souls,
para ganar almas,
you gotta love them to the maximum. And they come in all colors. They come with so many issues. Don't blame them. It's that old devil. It's that old devil. You become skilled at winning as many as you possibly can. Amen.
De no culpar al pecador. Ellos no entienden su vida. Tú debes trabajar, pero bien duro, para que aprendas cómo ganar almas. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'd like to finish the story here.
Amen. Quisiera acabar la historia. Amen.
I remember it wasn't too long. Amen. It was a good, powerful service.
Era un servicio bien poderoso. Amen.
And it was electrified.
Bueno, era uno con gran electricidad.
Let's stand. I'm going to make myself finish. Vamos a poner pie. Amen. And I remember my mom coming running through the center, and my mama was speaking in tongues. Amen.
Mi mamá estaba hablando lenguas. Amen.
And I noticed that she would always go like this when she would do that.
Y noté que ella siempre hacía eso, and she would speak in tongues, like she was talking to something in the air. Como estaba hablando algo en el aire, ¿verdad?
And she would speak in tongues and go back, speak in tongues and go back. And I'm crying and crying and crying because she got the Holy Ghost and I got to keep mine.
Amen. Amen. Yo estaba llorando, llorando, llorando porque ella recibió el Espíritu Santo y el Señor no me quitó el don de mí. Amen.
Again, just ignorant. Otra vez no conocía. Amen. And so I remember she was just going through the center, just going back and so forth, speaking in tongues.
Me acuerdo, ella estaba andando por el medio y luego como temblando, como viendo algo.
And I asked her afterwards, said, Mama, what happened? What were you doing, Mama?
Y le pregunté después, Mama, ¿qué estabas haciendo? ¿Por qué estabas haciendo eso?
And she said, I was afraid to receive the Spirit of God because I thought I was going to have another stroke.
My mom's going to be 80, no, I'm sorry, 90 next month. Amen. Ella dijo, tenía miedo porque pensé que me iba a pegar el ataque otra vez, ¿verdad? El stroke, ¿verdad?
And so she said, what happened? I was afraid that was going to happen to me, but there was a ball of fire that came into the building.
we just saw her reaction. Amen. Ella dijo, yo tenía miedo, pero lo que entró el lugar era una bola de fuego que entró al edificio. Y ese fuego me estaba ayudando a hablar en lenguas. Yo me quería ir al fuego, pero estaba muy brillante. And she says, when that ball of fire came in, that ball of fire was like helping me speak in tongues. And I wanted to go to it, but it was too bright for me. Amen. I want to tell anybody here, can receive the gift of the Spirit of God.
Quiero decirle a cualquiera persona aquí que tú puedes recibir el don del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to make myself finish. Sister Garza, you want to come help me out? Amen. Whew. I remember being there in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Me acuerdo que estaba en Jacksonville, North Carolina. Again, I was real ignorant. Estaba bien ignorante. But I remember it was one church service. It was only one church service. Era solamente un espíritu, un servicio. And I remember running to the back. And I tell my sister, I got the Holy Ghost again. Y le dije a mi hermana, recibí el Espíritu Santo otra vez. Corría para atrás. And I run all the way to the front, speaking tongues again. And I run all the way to the back. It's a big church. And I said, I got it again. Y corría para atrás, le dije, recibí otra vez. And I did it about 5 times. I run back. I got the Holy Ghost again. Amen. Y corrí para frente y luego para atrás como 5 veces. Le dije, recibí el Espíritu Santo otra vez. Amen. What are you going to make a point out of that one? I think sometimes we need to get the Holy Ghost again.
Amen.
And again. And again. And again, and again, amen.
Yo creo que intentamos recibir el Espíritu Santo otra vez, otra vez, otra vez.
One thing I found out is that God did not take away my flesh. Lord, why didn't you do that?
Una cosa que noté que Dios no me quitó la carne. Digo, Señor, ¿por qué no me quitaste esto?
The thing is that those that make it, they make their mind up. Come what may, I'm going to keep on going, Lord. I'm going to keep on going, Lord. I'm going to keep on going. Amen.
La cosa es que Dios permite que se quede la carne para que el fiel diga, Señor, sigo adelante, sigo adelante. Yo voy a seguir adelante, Señor.
Oh, God, baptize us again. Oh, Lord, take us back. Take us back, not so much in time, but in the time of dedication. Oh, Lord, we can still have those old apostolic tongue-talking prayer meetings where somebody is right here knelt down, and for a moment in time, they take a journey with God. Amen. Your greatest place that you can ever be is not voting for Donald Trump. And it's not voting for Jeremy Biden or whatever his name is, amen. And it's not getting a new job, and it ain't finding a boyfriend or girlfriend. It is when you are in the presence of the Lord. There is no place like it, amen. No hay lugar como la presencia del Señor. Aunque te paguen más dinero, cualquier lugar lo metirá, amen. El lugar mejor es cuando llegas y estarás en la presencia de Dios.
And I want to open up this altar and ask, does anybody want to come and say, Lord, here I am. Baptize me again, oh God. Help me not forget, oh God, where you brought me from. Help me not forget how good you have been to me, oh Lord. Ayúdame, Señor, bautízame de nuevo, Señor. Ayúdame no olvidarme, Señor, que tan bueno eres y cómo me ha llenado con pura bendición. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Hable al Señor. Hable con Él. Hable con Él. Sister Garza, go ahead.
There is
hallelujah.
No
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Familia, tú los puedes ganar.
situation that helps you.
Tú puedes estar parado aquí orando y tomar un viaje con él. Él es el Dios de revelación.
For a friend, for a friend, oh. In this building tonight, even I want you to thank the Lord for his identity, his power that is in this place right now. Hallelujah. Even this service, God is ready to put something in every soul. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we lift our hearts to you. We believe you, God, for the authentic power of your Spirit, Lord. The mighty flow of your will and the word tonight, God, to continue. Oh, God, we don't want to leave it in this building, but Lord, let it continue in our lives. So, God, with power, impact, and glory, we pray for that anointing of your presence and Spirit tonight, Lord. Let it be in us and through us, I pray. We give you praise. We give you thanks tonight, God, for who you are, what you're doing, God, and the way you're doing it in our lives. We praise you and we worship you. Amen. Will you give the Lord a hand of praise and lift your voice to the King? Lift your voice to the King tonight.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you're holy. Jesus, you're worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Before we dismiss tonight, amen, if there's a brother next to you, amen, or somebody that's next to you, find somebody to go pray with. Put your hand on their shoulder. And I don't want you to pray just for them, but I want you to pray with them. Amen. I want you to pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would flow. Amen. In your life and in their life. Hallelujah. Would you right now pray with them in the name of Jesus? Come on. I want you to make available right now for the Spirit of God to flow in your name through faith in your name. Oh God. Oh God, I don't want to miss one bit of what you're trying to give over and what you're trying to do. I pray for the authority of your presence and Spirit tonight, God, by your word, by your will. Let it be, O Lord Jesus. God, the working of your Spirit, the working of your hand, the working of your word, and the order of your power. In the name of Jesus Christ, saturate us, O God. Fill us, O Lord God. Let your fountain flow, Lord. Let that mighty oasis spring up, Lord. Spring up through us, Jesus, we pray. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we love you, Lord, back for what you're doing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you lift your voice and give the Lord a hand of praise again? Somebody ought to celebrate. You ought to celebrate. We come to celebrate. We come to celebrate. Hallelujah. Oh, we come to celebrate our great God. Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord good to us? Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Feels good to feel Jesus tonight. Amen. This is just a sample. Just a sample of what God will continue to do when we let God have his will and his way. You remember the Corbett said, man, this is just a continuation of the jail service. This is what we feel in Nacogdoches County Jail.
Praise God.
This is what we see in the jail. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're so blessed that you're with us tonight. Amen. Sister Ricky, oh, I'm so glad for that lady next to you tonight. Amen. We're glad. Amen. Also to have Jesus with us. Amen. So blessed that you came tonight. Amen. And Judd, what an honor to have you with us. Amen. Hallelujah. May the well of God continue to flow in your life. Amen. We do need some help in after this just moment, after we dismiss with prayer. This pulpit needs to be moved back for Bible quizzing. Sister Becky, where art thou? Sister. Oh, yes, it'll be tomorrow night. I'm sorry. Amen. Just keep things as is. But if you would like to help us in any manner, please, please look around if there's any trash, anything on your chairs, anything that you could take with you to the trash can or take it home to your trash can. Make sure you take it with you. Let's let this place look nice and neat for our guests tomorrow. And I need some in the foyer tomorrow that will be here to welcome our guests from out of town. If you could come, can I get some ambassadors to say, Pastor, I'll be here to welcome. All right. There's one little hand, Olivia. Amen. All right. One more. There we go. Amen. Make sure you put a smile on your face and one on their face. Amen. And let the